The business report starts with one of the effects of high oil prices. Delta Airlines is reporting that it may run out of cash this year, partly as a result of higher-than-expected fuel bills. The soaring cost of jet fuel has hurt the whole industry. Some airlines are fighting back now with energy-saving technology. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
If you've flown on Southwest, Alaska, or Continental Airlines recently, you may have noticed something different about your 737. Wingtips curled up at the end like Salvador Dali's mustache. The winglets are the creation of a Seattle-based company called Aviation Partners. CEO Joe Clark says the winglets reduce drag and allow planes to burn less fuel. That can mean big savings for a company like Southwest.
They save about 100,000 gallons of fuel per every airplane per year. So this year, I think we're close to 200 airplanes, so that's 20 million gallons of fuel for Southwest a year. And the aviation jet fuel is now selling for about $1.50 a gallon.
At that rate, Clark says, the winglets pay for themselves in 3 or 4 years. His company's been offering the technology for 737s through a joint venture with Boeing since the late 1990s. But Clark says it was harder to convince airlines to spend the $700,000 to retrofit a plane when jet fuel was selling for less than $1 a gallon. Even now, when the potential savings of winglets are easy to see, many domestic airlines are too strapped for cash to make the upfront investment. But profitable Southwest began adding winglets over a year ago and plans to equip about 400 of its planes. Clark says Aviation Partners hopes to triple its worldwide total to 3,000 planes within the next 10 years.
There's been a lot more interest in our business. We just recently sold the largest low-cost carrier in Europe. That's called Ryanair, and the next year to two on their airplanes, 225 of their airplanes will have our winglets on them. And I think that's primarily because of the increased costs in fuel.
The economics of winglets are similar to many other energy-saving technologies, from fluorescent light bulbs to fuel-efficient cars. They deliver lasting savings, but only after an upfront cost. Kateri Callahan of the Alliance to Save Energy says the silver lining of higher fuel prices is that both consumers and businesses become more willing to invest in saving energy.
I know a lot of hybrid drivers, and we all feel very smart when we pull up to the gas pump these days. It was a good investment.
Last week, Aviation Partners flew the first Boeing 757 with winglets. Clark says that model will save even more fuel. Scott Horsley, NPR News.